masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I am your humble host, Zainab. Dear listeners, as you know, we have been discussing about Mahdawiyat, Imam Mahdi, in this session. And today in our studio, we have with us Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Karimi.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
It's a pleasure to be with you, sir. Thank you for accepting the invitation.
Thank you for having me.
So, dear listeners, we had been talking about the existence of Imam in our previous sessions, and Dr. Karimi shed light on so many verses and so many traditions, both in Shia sources and in Sunni sources, about the commentators who were commenting on the verses, who were explaining the verses, who were explaining the traditions. Dr. Karimi shed light and explained for us, proved for us actually the existence of Imam. And may all of us, may you, may us recognize Imam now after having so many verses. Dr. Karimi, there's a claim that when Imam will come, he'll just have some sword in his hand and will kill this person, that person.
The point is that maybe it's the fault of some of the, call it Shia media, for example. They have only highlighted the section of the life of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, which is related to his wars.
Okay.
But they have not,
highlighted on the other portions,
exactly.
Like the earth will be filled with justice.
Inshallah,
like
I will share some of these narrations. A narration which is referring to the fact that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is a kind of mercy to all the human beings is quoted by Allama Majlisi, which is from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And according to this narration, when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam reappears, he will deliver a speech in the city of Mecca. And in it, he talks about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wasa'at kulla shay, which encompasses everything. And then Imam says, wa ana tilka ar-rahma, I am that mercy. So this is referring to the fact that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the manifestation of divine mercy. Again, with such a statement from Imam Mahdi alayhi salam himself, sure. It's very
clear that that such kind of person cannot be violent.
Exactly, cannot be violent at all. The next narration, again, the next group of the narrations includes the narrations which tell us that when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam comes, all the people, including the people on the earth and the heavens, even according to some narrations, the birds and the fish in the sea will be happy.
Oh.
يَفْرَحُ بِهِ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. This is the one of the narrations. All the inhabitants of the earth and the heavens and the sky will be happy after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And I'm sure that if you have such a violent person, no one would be happy.
No one would be happy.
Including the fish in the sea and the birds. Now, the next group of the narrations are about the fact that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will act upon the religion of Islam. So we share some of these narrations under the verse, لِيُزْهِرَكُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ, for example, the fact that after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, all the people, according to some narrations, will follow the religion of Islam. Now, the point is that does the religion of Islam allow any person
to be violent?
To be violent to this extent, to kill 999% out of 1,000? So the divine promise is that when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam comes, then the religion of Islam would be prevailing over all the other religions. So if this is the case, and if Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is coming to implement all the Islamic laws, and if he is the most similar person to the Holy Prophet, for sure, it's not possible to kill 999 persons and just leave one person. And at the end of the day, in that case, only few people would remain with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
True. Dr. Karimi, I'll be talking to you here. We need to take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. You're listening to IRIB English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever.
I would like to share some narrations because for sure, we are not claiming that there would be no war after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. For sure, there is a war, a big one. What we conclude from the narrations is that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will fight what we call it today as the superpowers. Great majority of the people, they will follow Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. The arrogant powers, for sure, they will resist against Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And the main war will take place between Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and these people. But does it mean that all the places on the earth would be conquered by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam through war? The narration's answer to this question is negative. Many people will accept the invitation of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam without any war. And also, let me refer to another very important point, and that is the fact that according to some narrations, when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam comes, the knowledge of the people, the understanding of the people would be increased as well. So that is why we believe that most of the people will believe in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
True.
Based on their own free will. So, for example, it's been mentioned in one of the narrations quoted by Sayyidina Tawus that when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam reappears, many of the people, both among the Arabs and Ajam, and the narration mentions the people of the Rome, for example, they will come to accept Imam Mahdi alayhi salam min ghayr qital, without any fighting and war taking place. This has been mentioned in some Sunni sources as well. In another narration, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will enter a city which has 1,000 bazaars. He explains about the features of that city, which is a very big one. And Imam will conquer that city. Then Imam Mahdi alayhi salam mentions about another city and talks about the features of this city. But the point is that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, according to this narration, just says Allahu Akbar three times and the people will accept Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. The point is that most of the people will accept Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and some narrations refer to the fact that many places, many cities in the world, they will accept Imam Mahdi alayhi salam without any qital, without any war.
True.
So based on their free will, they will find that this is the person that they were waiting for. Now, the last one that I would like to share is not related to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. I would like to refer to another part of the history. I mentioned that mainly nowadays, this picture is out of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is given by some of the Wahhabi scholars and their media to give a very negative and violent image out of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
True.
Just to claim that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will kill as many people like as 999 people out of 1,000.
So do you think this can be a propaganda of the biased media supported by the same arrogant powers who maybe they know because they research a lot?
It's very possible because of the fact that there are some evidences which tell us that Wahhabi school of thought was at least in one way or another founded by these superpowers. It's not only about Wahhabi school of thought. There are some claims about the British government to have some role in, creating
Bahaism. All these governments like the United States, the UK.
Yeah, and all these differences between Shia and Sunni and sometimes between different groups among the Shias. And the last one that I wanted to share is that these Wahhabi scholars, they claim that Imam Mahdi believed by the Shia is so violent. My last point is that let's accept that, but is it limited to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam? My point is that when we refer to the books of history, which are accepted by these Wahhabi, we have many examples of, some people who are highly regarded by the Wahhabis, and they have killed so many people. Khalid ibn Walid.
Okay.
According to, Wahhabis, even they call him Saifullah, the sword of God. It's been mentioned that, for example, in the history of Islam, of course, after the demise of the Prophet, in a war known as Dhatul Uyun, it's been mentioned that he asked the people in his army to shot the eyes of the people with their arrows, and only in one day 1,000 people were made blind.
Oh my God.
And many other crimes. I mean, I'm not going to talk about
explain
that.
Explain them. All right.
And for this person, especially Khalid ibn Walid, he made, great violent actions which were somehow ignored by the caliphs of the times, of those times. It's been mentioned, what I shared has been mentioned by the famous Sunni historian At-Tabari in Tariq al-Tabari, volume 2, page 323. Many other Sunni scholars, they have referred to the same story and event, which is known as the War of Dhat al-Uyun. The listeners can search for this name, the War of Dhat al-Uyun.
All right.
The other one is that, according to Tabari in his history, Ibn al-Athir in Al-Kamil Fit-Tariq, and many other Sunni scholars, again, another great crime was committed by the same person. And he made a sur to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of that qasam, that sur, that oath by Khalid, his army killed 70,000 people. وبلغ عدد القتلى 70,000. It was only because of an oath that Khalid ibn Walid said that I will do such and such by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to act upon that oath, 70,000 people were killed by his army. This had been mentioned, for example, by Ibn al-Athir al-Jazari in Al-Kamil fi al-Tariq, volume 2, page 242, Tabari in his Tariq, volume 2, page 313, Ibn Kathir al-Dimashqi in Al-Bidayah wal-Nahaya, volume 6, page 346. I have other titles, other events. I just suffice with the titles, like killing 30,000 people in one day in the year 12 after Hijrah, killing 1,000 people only in one day in the year 13 after Hijrah, killing 40,000 people. This is not my aim to show that how violent these people
are. To give the statistics
just to mention
of the violence.
I mean, if these Wahhabi scholars they are giving us such a violent picture out of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the point is that the people that you highly regard, you call them Saifullah, the sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
these are
the true violence creators on the people to kill as many people as mentioned in these narrations.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Karimi. So we reached a point that those claiming or those putting this, one of the misconceptions that Imam Mahdi is going to kill 999 people among every 1,000 people, they themselves have a violent record. We have seen through their history, you gave some statistics as well. So, and when we refer to other narrations, we see that Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, who was said that he has one of the best of the ethics and who is a blessing for all the universes, he says that Imam Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala farajahu, will be resembling me in all his manners and behavior. So, thank you so much, Dr. Karimi.
My pleasure.
For clearing the points. Thank you so much to listeners. And we pray for the reappearance of the Imam Mahdi ajallahu ta'ala farajahum. Allahumma ajil li waliyikal faraj. With that, this is Zainab with her whole team saying goodbye. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.